This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The word, everybody's heard about the word. The word is Michael. That's a name, that's not a word. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen, and this is an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com for the week ending the 26th of October, last full week of October 2018. Michael Harrison will go through the top 10 stories that have come out of the research, and then the list of people, and we'll sort of dissect some of the things that are going on. But first, Michael, that all-important job of reviewing the items themselves.
And I have to say the cliche of the week, which always is, do you believe what kind of a week we've had? I mean, it doesn't stop. And I think I'm going to put together a top 10 list of stories that should be around that we've forgotten because there are so many more stories.
Okay. Want to do that? We'll do the sub. We'll do the top from 11 to 20 stories instead of the top 10.
No, the forgotten 10. I mean, you know, it's like whatever happened to the New York Times op-ed piece and the senior official at the White House who's running an insurrection. What happened to the Las Vegas shootings? What, you know, I'm not saying that we should be dwelling on all that, but it's amazing how no matter what happens, it becomes forgotten in terms of the world of journalism and those that talk about it. Well, here's what they're talking about now. At number 10, we have National Football League action and the World Series. At number 9, O'Connor dementia diagnosis and the new Halloween film. At number 8, the U.S. threatens the INF treaty exit. At number 7, the Mega Millions jackpot, and that's tied with Megyn Kelly's problems. At number 6, the gender definition issue. At number 5, the Khashoggi murder aftermath, which is on its way to being in our top 10 of forgotten stories. At number 5, financial markets activity. That'll never go away. At number 3, the migrant caravan. That's on its way. At number 2, the midterm elections. They're on their way. And number 1, the story of the moment that's dominating the news cycle, the mail bombings.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You left out that Ice-T got arrested for skipping a toll on the George Washington Bridge. You missed
You're
that
kidding.
One.
Kidding. Clearly. No. Clearly yes. an example of liberal
yes.
incompetence.
Yes. Of course it is. Yeah.
On our people right. survey, we have at number 10, Sandra Day O'Connor. At number 9, Megyn Kelly. At number 8, Recep Erdogan. At number 7, Mohammed bin Salman and Jamal Khashoggi. At number 6, Keith Ellison. At number 5, Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. At number 4, Robert De Niro and Maxine Waters. At number 3, Joe Biden and George Soros. At number 2, the Clintons and the Obamas. And number 1, Donald Trump.
Hi. So, are the Clintons and the Obamas going on the road together? The Obamas, that'd be four of them on the road together.
Oh, my. I wonder if they're going to have like a band or an orchestra do an overture. Or,
where did George Soros make his money? That's always eluded me. What business was he in or is he in that he has made a large sum that he's using to help his political friends, which is A-OK.
Alexei! George Soros, where did he make his money?
He made it in being evil.
Did he now? That's good to know. So, what do you think about the mail bombs? It's a big hoax, right? It's just it's a stunt. Somebody's going to get caught. The Russians are actually doing it. The Russians are behind it. It's a stunt.
Well, yes, a lot of people are saying that on talk radio. I do not know if it's a stunt. I do know a list of possibilities. I do know that being in the media for as many years as I've been, and you know it also, that there are people out there that insert themselves into the scenario because they're overly emotional or they're disturbed, and they send letters, and the letters all look alike. They're in crayon, and they have big block lettering. And
one of them was sent with not enough postage on it.
And of course they have misspellings.
Yeah, like crayons on them.
But some of them don't have postmarks, and that's kind of disturbing. Mm-hmm. And they are awfully evident as suspicious. They almost look like a parody of suspicious letters, which is how so many of them were accepted.
Freddy Krueger sent them.
You know, but I don't like to make jokes about this because there's so many ways of looking at it, and if I'm going to do an accurate report, yes, there are many people who believe that it is a fake that it's designed to. Republicans and Trump look bad. I don't know if that's true. And it, just like I don't know that Christine Blasey Ford was an actress, directed to put on a lie. I don't know. We hear these things. There are people that feel that way.
How do we ever get to the truth anymore?
How do we get to the
bottom line of what is actually the fact? It's not everybody's truth is different, because the truth to one person is not necessarily the truth to somebody else. But a fact is a fact is a fact. How do we get to the facts?
When we have an establishment in the political class and in the media class and in the academic class that we have confidence in. This whole seeking victory over truth that I talk about all the time has so polluted our society and our discourse that we don't trust anyone. And when we don't trust anyone, we lose our freedom. Societies where the people are either criminal, or the people are liars, or the people just don't trust each other, where scams run rampant, where you can't trust the press, where you can't trust the politicians, where you can't trust the religion, you can't trust any big establishment, you can't trust big business. Those are ripe for authoritarian dictators, because we can't unify as a people against the abuse of power. We turn to power to protect us from the people. And that's how it flips into something that's very hard to undo. And I'd hate to see that happen here.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here that's very upsetting for those of us who've been around for a while, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. It's a tough time in this country, no question about it. 14 after the hour, talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, taking a moment out now to talk about how to stay healthy. You got to keep your body healthy. You got to keep your mind healthy. And one way to make sure that you do that is put good things into your body. It's hard to get proper nutrition today, and it's expensive to buy organic fruits and vegetables. That's the quality needed to keep you healthy. Texas Superfoods to the rescue with their complete organic. That's a capsule that you take with 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Take one in the morning, take one at night, and you will be adding great things to your body. It's free of herbicides, pesticides. The Texas Superfood Complete Organic, something I'm on. Actually, I'm taking it. I have that, and I take a couple with my ice, with my tea, with my Life Change tea. And there's a probiotic powder that you can take with it, too. I put that in the tea. It really is a great way for you to get all the things that you need every day. Remember, your grandmother said, you should eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables, Michael, every day. Here, 20 years later, after Texas Superfood started, they're doing so well. All over the country, people are ordering these 55 organic fruits and vegetables. Order yours now by going to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. And while you're in the, go to the website, look around, see what else they have. A lot of quality nutritional products. Get started, though, with the Texas Superfood Complete Organic at TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
What's on your mind right now? Is it do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin, too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body. Specifically, your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people.
Who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart. I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. One of your favorite things to talk about is sports. Mm-hmm. The World Series, Red Sox are going to beat the Dodgers, and that'll be the end of that. Now the talk is about Jimmy Butler. When I first saw this, I thought it was Jimmy Buffett. Houston Rockets making him a staggering offer. Where does all this money? I mean, I'm looking at some of the basketball has become the sport to play, it would seem. Aren't there a couple of really huge offers that have been made?
Oh, yeah, basketball's big bucks. Baseball's long been big bucks, and football's big bucks. Where does the money come from? The money comes from television rights, radio rights, commercialism, corporate boxes, and the fans. That's where the money comes from. The sale of beer, the sale of
$5, right?
You know, they're in the beer business. They're in the hot dog business. They're in the selling cars and trucks. You know, they sell a lot of trucks, and it's got a lot of different streams of revenue. It's definitely a matter of supply and demand. I mean, it bothers me deeply that the average person, which I consider myself even in that group, can't really afford to go to a game and not feel damn guilty about it.
Yeah. Baseball games, the same thing. Football games, you spend $500 with your family before you're done for, you know, any kind of decent. See, who can $500 spend $500?
It cost you $1,500 to go for it.
Really?
Tickets, unless you are somebody who knows someone who has a season ticket or a box and you get it for free, or you have a long-standing opportunity to buy a box when they're available at the beginning of the season, and even those are very expensive. It can cost you $500 a ticket, $1,000 a ticket. I was checking out what the aftermarket on the World Series is at Fenway. It's like bad seats and the bleachers are $2,500.
Good God.
For what? Just to freeze and watch something that on television
is much more fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's nuts. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen will be back with a focus on the migrant caravans in a matter of moments.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Removing the obstacles from your head and your ear. If you don't know what's going on, you've come to the right place because
we don't either.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to set you up as an expert, and you're cutting me off at the knees.
Nah.
Make Michael your man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
I don't believe in taking us too seriously.
I don't either, frankly. I get into trouble because if I actually could have made a career out of screwing off on the radio, I would have done that, but it wasn't in the cards, as it were. Meanwhile, a lot of good things are happening on the radio, and a lot of the things that are chronicled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. This list, stories and people, is published every week. Talkers.com, where the Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all of the things from the world of conversation, the talk. And lots of the talk this week is indicated by the list number three, this migrant caravan, as it's been dubbed by, I don't know who. Caravan, for me, represents somebody being in motorized vehicles. These people are walking, and apparently the White House is considering an executive order to stop the caravans. How are they going to do that? We got to tell the Mexican government, shoot them on sight? What are they going to do? And the fact that you can come to the border and ask for asylum boggles the mind. Why are we worried about these people sneaking in? Why don't they just go to the crossing at Juarez and said, I have come from a dangerous community, and I live in fear of my life, and I'm coming to the United States to ask for political asylum.
Yeah, well, that's a loophole in the immigration laws, and obviously something has to be done about that, or we will not have enough room in this country for all the people seeking asylum. It's first of all, it could be a fake way to get in. I'm aware of that, but I'm also aware there are a lot of people out there in the world that do want asylum. Do we deny the fact that living in America is better than living in a lot of places in the world and that a lot of people would like to be here? Or, see, that's another way to solve the immigration problem. Let's just make living conditions here so lousy nobody wants to come.
Yeah. Nobody's stuck here, including us.
Yeah, we're between a rock and a hard place with this whole immigration deal.
Well, one of the things that's troubling is the misinformation. We're back to what's the truth versus facts. And according to the Institute of
Taxation... What's the truth versus facts?
Yeah, well, they're not necessarily one and the same.
Okay, well, the facts are not facts, but go on.
No, facts are facts. That's what I'm saying. The truth is not always the truth, but the facts are always the facts. You disagree with that?
I understand what you're saying. The truth is the truth, and facts are the facts, and lies are lies, and things that are wrong are wrong. Wrong is not necessarily a lie.
But with some people, what's wrong is right.
I guess that's sort of true. Yeah, go on. I get what you're saying.
Anyway, the Institute of Taxation and Economic Policy think tank in Washington suggests that about half the undocumented workers in our country are filing income tax returns, according to the IRS. 4.4 million income tax returns came from workers who don't have Social Security numbers. So why would you, are they so enamored by being here that they paid $24 billion in income taxes last year? Are they just honest and we get good people who are coming here that want to pay their fair share?
Well, I don't know whether the tax money is being extracted from them. I know it's harder and harder to get a job in America in a legitimate corporation because you got to go through a lot of red tape about that very thing to prove that you are a citizen. Yeah. It's hard to get a job for any meaningful company. Meaningful meaning an organized corporation in America. If you go to work there, even on the lowest level, they check you out pretty thoroughly now. But I don't know. The only way I could see paying taxes if it's withholding. But you can't get a job with withholding taxes if you don't have a Social Security number. So I don't know how that works.
Kind of weird, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it
is. What's the fact here, Michael? We've got to examine what the facts are. The facts are, according to this outfit, that they're paying undocumented aliens, paying a lot of taxes. We shall see. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Friday morning, the number of packages containing explosives mailed to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump in recent days remains at 10. Investigators say their investigation is continuing to focus on a mail facility in South Florida. Hundreds of U.S. troops are soon to head to the U.S.-Mexican border, according to Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen. She says those troops will guard against the entry of a slow-moving migrant caravan that's currently traveling north through Mexico.
We do not have any intention right now to shoot at people. They will be apprehended, however.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. The first nor'easter of the season will be hitting the northeast coast today. Energy and moisture from what had been Hurricane Willa to bring heavy heavy rains and strong winds to that region. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To continue our overview here this week, the week of October 22nd to the 26th, stories and people that are being discussed, the review from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher here. We're looking now at the migrant caravan, or whether we have any more after what we've said. I don't know. I mean, it's exasperating. It really is, to think that we have this little control over our future. We really, as a country, people come in from everywhere. Everybody's attacked. We've had a fabulous run, and now is it in danger of toppling, Michael?
It's in danger of toppling, but it'll only topple if we are not unified as a nation and become civil.
We are.
I don't think it's going to topple because of a caravan of migrants.
No.
I think that's all political. That's not a personal opinion. I do believe we have to have tight borders. I do believe we have to have citizens, and we have to have certain obstacles to becoming a citizen. You have to go through certain hoops. I believe in that. That's what being a nation is. But I don't believe in the hysteria that is being used for political purposes on both sides about things such as this caravan or how we handle the immigration issues that we have.
Let's flash back to when you and I were disc jockeys early in our careers, and we played John Lennon's Imagine. And we opined, at least I did on the air, wouldn't it be wonderful if there were no boundaries, there were no borders, there were no countries, there was no religion, because that's what we fight about. If we didn't have any of those things, we wouldn't fight.
Look, Lennon has been accused of being idealistic and naive by today's standards with that song. I was just having this conversation with somebody who is active within the Lennon estate about this. And the issue for me was that Lennon wrote that song as an ideal, not as a practical reality. Mm-hmm. Lennon understood. He understood that you have to have boundaries. He had a corporation. He was in business. He didn't he didn't practice that total openness and free, you know, no money, everything's free. And you know, but he wrote the
easy
wrote,
for a guy who's got $300 million.
Right, exactly.
Well, but,
plus he was cynical. He was cynical and clever and in some ways even nasty. Mm-hmm. He did not have a loving nature. What he had was an intellect that understood what love meant, and that song is just an ideal to keep in the back of our minds. And that's
he was
what
the least likely. He mm-hmm. was the least likable and least likely to win a popularity contest. Interesting that he is so close to McCartney, who was the most popular of the Beatles.
Yeah, but each of them, Lennon has a following. Lennon had, without turning this into a story about the Beatles, just quickly to respond, Lennon had his own following. Lennon had teeth. Lennon was edgy. Lennon, the Beatles were an amazing combination of attitudes and inputs. The Beatles are something that are off the charts in terms of cultural relevance and how amazing that organization was as we move down the line and we look back at that. But in terms of ideals, let's bring it back to the issue of what we're dealing with in this country. Political ideology, people that I am a fundamentalist. Fundamentalists usually don't get along very well in the practicality of the real world. The real world is compromising fundamentals to be able to get along with people and create a consensus from different walks of life, different interests, and different points of view. If you are absolutely, completely ironclad and unbendable, unflexible in your political ideology or your economic ideology or your religious ideology, you're not going to get along in this world.
No, not at all. All right, let's speak of not getting along, the problem with Megyn Kelly, the fact that some say she's going to walk out of NBC with $69 million,
poor thing,
they're going to pay her out. It was a really bad decision in the first place. But the way she's being shown the door seems almost a contrivance to me. Do you agree with that?
I don't know how you mean contrivance.
Well, it's like they were looking for some way.
Oh yes,
to
this
get
is the straw that
door.
Broke the cap. This is the
right.
straw that broke the camel's back. She's not going to be let go because of the blackface comment.
No.
That's the straw that broke the camel's back. She's going to be let go because she ain't making the money for them that they're paying for her.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have the eyeballs and eardrums. She doesn't have the audience numbers that they had anticipated. So that's the main reason they're going to let her go. If she were bringing in the numbers and if she were bringing in the ratings, they'd put up with a lot of her political incorrectness.
Sure would. Yep.
Okay,
indeed.
That's the answer.
Yeah. It really is. So don't think, folks, those of you who are defenders of hers, that this is all a horrible, this is terrible, and they're taking, they wanted her out. She was a bad fit. Whoever hired her, and I think Andy Lack is the guy who hired her, should be fired, because he's the one who's made the bad judgment. It was a horrible fit from the beginning.
And she
made
it, and she is equally to blame. And she's $69 million bucks richer for it.
Yeah.
So she went for the lure of the big time network status, and she went for the lure of the money, and she did a little bit of wish thinking, hoping it would work, but it couldn't work. She's of a different nature. She became neither fish nor fowl. She had to go. They should have given her a political show. They should. If they wanted to take advantage of her, they should have.
MSNBC or someplace like that.
No, they should have given her a political show on the NBC television network. They could have found room in there, and she would have been huge. She would have been great. They should have given her a hard-hitting, right-leaning, but not where she's a card-carrying talking points person. Because I thought she performed pretty admirably during the Trump campaign when she gave him a tough time. And that was a time when conservatives were fighting with conservatives, which made the conservative movement, I think, healthier. When all conservatives agree with each other, then they have a problem. Well, and Megyn Kelly was onto something. And
where did she go? What did she do now? Other than she got $69 million Powerball payoff. What did she do? What did
she got? She waits some time, and then somebody else will hire her, and she'll be controversial and edgy, and she'll go back to being the way she was. She's not finished. She's young. She's bright. She's talented. There's room for her out there, but it isn't going to happen quickly, or it might. But it doesn't have to happen quickly for her to have a bright future. I wouldn't cry for her.
What about when you look at others who have been dismissed in a similar fashion, not necessarily the same thing? I'm thinking of Bill O'Reilly, who really hasn't gained back his starch.
Bill O'Reilly was dismissed because of personal character issues. This is, if you want to paint Megyn Kelly a racist, that's a political thing. That's a stretch. Yeah, she certainly is insensitive to certain things that are racially sensitive topics.
We can all fall into that pile of crap at any moment in time just by a slip of the tongue. Any of us, especially people like you and I who are on the air for hours every day. That woman had to come up with it. I'm not defending. I don't have to defend her. I just think that when you're on the spot like that, people don't realize, even though it's your desire, you make the choice, you want to make a career out of doing this. I made a career out of it. You made a career out of it. Have I always been happy with everything I've said on the air? Or have I put my foot in my mouth? Of course I have. Have I been caught? No. Not really. I don't know what being caught means either, frankly.
Well, being caught is a ratio. The level of how big you are versus the level of how big the foot in your mouth is.
Yeah, I suppose.
One of the nice things about being relatively obscure is nobody gives a damn if you're a racist.
Yeah.
But when you're on NBC and you're on the platform of the spotlight and millions of people and millions of dollars are riding, your words count more. That's the issue with Trump. People say, I like him. He talks like a regular guy. Well, the question is, should the president talk like a regular guy? It's the president. The guy sitting at the other end of the bar, the guy sitting next to you at the bar drinking a beer, you accept that. It's entertaining. So Megyn Kelly suddenly comes up with this cockamamie, totally twisted version of whiteface, black people putting on whiteface and white people putting on blackface. And it's like, hey, Megyn, you should know better. She should know better. That blackface is like the N-word. The N-word. Don't say it.
It comes out of your mouth. It's just, whoops, I wish I hadn't said that.
Then you don't get $69 million if you can't control what comes out of your mouth. The whole point is, when baseball players in the World Series strike out every time they're up in a clutch, people don't go, it's hard to hit a baseball. No, they're being paid millions of dollars. Hit the damn baseball. Well, you're being paid millions of dollars. Know that by saying blackface on a major national network and saying anything about it that's okay, you're gonna get hit.
For the good old days.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying it's the way it is, and she should know better.
Yep.
She can't complain about that, and she knows better. She knows it's because the ratings are lousy. She might play this up, but the ratings are lousy. The general audience doesn't buy her act in that context.
At all.
And we have to, we the media have to come to grips with the fact that there's no general American audience anymore. That it's all preaching to choirs, it's all factions, it's become tribal, and it's called targeting audiences.
Tribal.
And, they didn't target the right audience with her.
Yeah, that's a it's tribal. What a, that's a fabulous way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it really is. Yep. All right, we continue with our overview, Michael and his very poignant thoughts about all of these things. I want to talk about the Mega Millions jackpot winner and why you don't know who it is in a matter of moments. I'm glad the days of not having a good night's rest are behind me. You want a good, full night's rest? Then go to MyPillow.com to buy your pillow from MyPillow. You can buy any pillow in their catalog online at MyPillow.com, buy any one of them, and get one just like it free. That's the way you do it, whether it's pillows for your bed, pillows for the couch, pillows for the car, whatever it is, they come to the rescue. All their pillows at MyPillow come with a 10-year warranty. 60 days, you get these pillows, you don't like them in 2 months, you send them back. But if you're tired of having a sore neck, stiff neck every morning when you wake up, come on, let's get at it. Let's fix the problem. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, buy any pillow at the regular price, second one is free. Most comfortable way to get a good night's rest is the pillows, the sheets, the mattresses, all the things they have that go with getting a good night's sleep. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, buy the first one at the regular price, second one is free. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, Mega Millions jackpot was $946 million after taxes and fees and all that stuff, and nobody knows who won, and that's the smartest thing that that person, whoever he or she is, could possibly do. Don't become known, right? You agree with that?
Of course. No question about it, unless you are so hungry for attention and in control of yourself. Yeah, yeah. Everybody comes out of the woodwork, wants money from you. You become a target.
Yeah, and, you buy a ticket?
And as I've said to you before, being famous in this society is very dangerous.
Yeah. Did you buy a ticket?
No.
What are you kidding me? Come on. Mass Millions?
No.
Why not?
No.
Right, because you and I go in together, we win, and we split the money.
I don't do that stuff.
Oh,
I don't
so
want
I'll
to win.
One.
I don't want to defeat the
I'll
odds
buy
like
one
that.
For you as a gift.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to win because I don't want to beat the odds like that because I'm comforted by the fact that we're protected by the odds of bad things happening being so small. So it goes
all right,
both
thank
ways.
You. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I have to open up the mailbox here at talkers.com. and see what's going on. Lars Larson, somebody that you and I both know well, been in the talk radio field for 30 years plus, has become quite a fixture in the Northwest, and now he has some notoriety according to the article in Talkers Magazine this week. What's the scoop, Michael?
Basically, he was invited to speak at a college in Oregon, and where you have the right to have a licensed, a concealed weapon, and they wouldn't let him on the campus with his concealed weapon. So he refused to
speak. How'd they know he had a weapon? If it was
he told
concealed.
Them he would have one. They asked him because he's and he said, "I will not come on the campus if I have to get rid of my weapon, because it's my right." So it became a first. It became a Second Amendment issue, and he stuck to his guns. No pun intended. And then he did he went to the school and did a Facebook Live report and whatever. It's at talkers.com. The story is there, but it's definitely a case where a talk show host stood by
his
principles.
Do you think it was a stunt?
I'm not sure it's a stunt as much as it was that he is a man of principle and doesn't want to bend from the principle. And that's one of his major issues is, gun rights.
Yeah,
so he feels it would be hypocritical to succumb to their rule when it goes against the constitution of the state. The state protect. In other words, it's actually unconstitutional for them to do that. I guess.
Unconstitutional for them to do what?
keep him from having a gun when he has a license to carry a gun in that state.
So he's made it, but what he got out of it was a lot of promotion.
That's a byproduct of being in the news. You get promotion, and a lot of people do that for that. I'm not going to say that was his motive. It certainly is one of the results. I mean,
did talk show hosts pull these sorts of stunts today to get attention? How often do you see that happening?
I'd say you see a crazy stunt. I'm not saying that Lars was a crazy stunt, but you see a stunt that is a premeditated stunt maybe once every month, every 2 months.
We used to have a lot of fun doing those sorts of things. Not in the same spirit that they're done today, but we used to have... The whole idea was to get attention, right? You'd have... remember when Tom Likas ran over all the records in one of the stadiums? I can't remember which
that
one
was. That was Steve Dahl.
Was it Steve Dahl?
Steve Dahl had a disco burning back in the late 70s when there was disco mania, and that threatened rock and roll. Somehow people thought that disco was different than rock.
Disco duck.
And that was Rick Dees. And Steve Dahl had a massive disco record burning at Chicago Stadium.
But I remember seeing pictures of Likas with... a bunch of Cat Stevens records rolling over him with a steamroller.
All right, well that was to protest Cat Stevens' religious choice.
Right.
He became a Muslim.
But remember when we had fun doing all that stuff? We used to be able to do that. So all of them, you can't do any of that stuff now. People will criticize you. Can you imagine running over his records because he was a Muslim?
No, I can't. I am against any kind of book burning, any kind of destruction of media for the sake of shutting down something. Mm-hmm. I was a big opponent of the disco demolition. And I'm frankly was quite upset about the fact that Cat Stevens was banned from radio, not legally, but most radio would not play his music all through the 90s.
And now when he surfaces as Yusuf Islam, they call him... just Cat, I guess. But
Cat Stevens is one of the greatest singer-songwriters of modern times. And his career did not reach its fruition because of his political and religious choices.
All right, the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. You have a very interesting character from a radio station that does very well on the West Coast. How'd you come up with this guy?
Well, I have a long association with the radio station, KSCO in Santa Cruz, California, one of the great independent radio stations, and he's the general manager of it. His name is Michael Olson, and he also is nationally syndicated with a show called Food Chain Radio, and he is the leading expert in this country about problems facing food, similar to stuff that you talk about on American Family Farmer, just as you are a national expert on the subject.
Yeah, maybe problems I should get him on the American Family Farmer. That's probably something I should do.
Oh, definitely.
Future of Food, discussed by Michael and Michael on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. This is Talk Radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting gcnlife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.